365. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. -82 degrees, and it is what is it? Humidity's 44, south winds 20, gusting up to 32. Got word from a couple of my friends this morning about 7:30, 7:45. It was blowing so hard at Hobart down there you couldn't stand up, and it was almost calm here in Elk City. So it just shows you how the weather can change. But everybody, we are under a fire weather watch till 7 p.m. tomorrow night. We are under a fire weather warning till 10 o'clock tonight, and a wind advisory till 7 p.m. tonight. And we're going to get us a little weather update because one of my most favorite people in the world is on this today. She doesn't have photo shoots. She doesn't have baby appointments and doctor appointments. But anyway, welcome back, Lacey.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be back. And you didn't mention severe weather. We have, that's been what the last 2 weeks. We've had these Tuesday systems, and today is really no different. It's just right now I do have a break.
Yeah, and they had, like last night, I seen on Facebook on the Mezzanet, you know, hey, it's a chance for a tornado, maybe or not, and boy, they had one.
Yeah, oh yeah, southeast Oklahoma had baseball, it's bigger than baseball, it's actually large apple, technically, with the hail in southeastern Oklahoma, and Arkansas had some pretty nasty tornadoes.
Oh, yeah, they can have that hail. That's all I can tell you. But, I mean, I never thought I'd ever say this, but, you know, I'm kind of missing some tornadoes right now. So
you'll take rain any way you can get it, won't you?
Yeah, we'll.
At any cost.
We'll take it. We'll take it however it is. But it looks like it's been, what, a couple weeks since you and I talked, and you've been on some adventures since we last talked. You follow the last weekend. Where was you the weekend before? I couldn't remember.
You know, I've slept since then, Jimmy. There's no telling. Every weekend that I don't have to work, I try to take advantage and go somewhere and get away. So I don't know. There's no telling. Most likely at a lake.
Maybe that was
or Dripping Springs.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah, you was what? No, you was somewhere where you caught crappie. Where was that?
The crappie were at Dripping Springs, so okay. Milwaukee.
That's where you was. There. I just remember you kind of pushing in people's face about your food you were eating, and then some smart aleck talking about ketchup.
Yeah, the whole debate on what do you eat fish with. I mean, I thought that was common. I didn't know it was not common to eat your fish with ketchup. I don't know what else you eat fish with, but you eat it with ketchup. There's no debate.
It's either ketchup or tartar sauce. Either one. I mean, which one do you want? But crappie, it's either ketchup or just let it melt in your mouth by itself.
Right. So you're going to do it. Yeah, exactly.
It's going to do it. But they, you guys, the weather's been kind of quiet, really, for the most part, for the whole state. You know, the occasional thunderstorm. They're getting in. Mm-hmm. They always get in southeast Oklahoma. But anyway, that's why they got big lakes and lots of water down there. But out here in our part of the state, you know what's happening out here, don't you?
I think so. Why? Is there something else happening I don't know about?
It sounds like a trick question. It's still dry.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Fires, beyond fires, tops and fires and rolls and fires. It's been awful.
Yeah, it's been terrible. And you know, Texas Panhandle's getting hit hard, pretty hard. Are getting hit hard also. Let me back up there. Hard, that's not a word, but a sentence. But anyway, hard also, but they've been getting it pretty hard too. And, you know, a lot of things going on right now in our agricultural world out here. And it's not the greatest that's going on. You know, the grass is trying to green up, but but it's not. It you know, if it gets a When it gets a rain, when we get a rain, I mean, it'll just, boom, it'll take away. But
no, not sure.
a lot of people don't understand when we're we got we got this going on with it being dry and the grass is not growing. You know, our breeding season is starting basically right now with the cattle. And,
okay.
And there's a lot of vitamins and other nutrients in the grass that they need to be healthy for breeding. And, yeah, you can supplement it with different kinds of minerals and cake them and give
sure.
good hay to them.
It all costs additional money.
It's a cost of additional money, but the natural sure, part of it is better. Well, you know, I noticed I got some really, really good heifers over here on the west side of Elk City, and I noticed they're falling backwards. You know, even with haying them and caking them and putting minerals out for them, they look like they're falling backwards. So, you know, your breeding is not going to be the best in the world. That's not to say that they won't take breeding, but it might
sure.
not happen when you want to. So it affects a lot of things when it's
absolutely.
Dry and there's no grass, but it's kind of a, I don't want to say it's sad. It's called farming and ranching. We got to take the good with the bad, but it seems really
sure.
bad this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and to not catch a break and then to look ahead and not have an end in sight, you know, it makes it that much tougher for sure.
Have you looked at the La Niños? Anything changing or is it staying pretty solid?
Nothing of major that says, oh, hey, this is looking a lot better. No. No, we have several, you know, short-term systems that are coming through, several opportunities for rain. We've got multiple days, actually, starting with Saturday, maybe into Friday afternoon. So, you know, short-term, there are storm systems coming through that will bring rain chances. There's one Monday to Tuesday that looks better for western Oklahoma and the Panhandle. But even that's not locked in. We're still talking a week away. So, all it takes is a few of these days where the humidity gets so low, like what you're going to have today, that it just, I mean, if there was any moisture holding on, it dries it out so quickly.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
doesn't really come back, you know, until you get another good rain. So today was wild. I mean, it really does. Today, there was a day back in, I think it was February, where the conditions were this bad for fires as far as, you know, kind of, if a fire were to get started type of days. And this one's up there with one of the highest we've had so far, for sure the highest we've had this spring for fire danger for western, because the dry line is so strong. And I looked a while ago right before you called, the humidity was down to almost 10% right on the Oklahoma-Texas border.
Yeah.
And it's going to get lower.
Yeah, it's heading our way. We've actually mm-hmm. dropped 4% since you and I started talking.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what it's going to do, which is just awful. And then you combine that with winds. There have already been winds to almost 60 in the Panhandle.
Yeah, they
there was a fire this morning too in Harper County. I know they got it knocked down quick, but
yeah, I was looking at the Forestry Department just now and deal, and they got Harper County on their list right now, and that's unusual. Usually they're about a half a day to a day behind on updating and stuff, but yeah,
right.
It's just, I don't know whether, I think I seen it on either your update last night or Hannah's update, because they're both the same, but they showing the fire danger, you know, and there's a white up there, and somebody posted on there, says, man, if purple's what we're seeing today, I'd hate to see what white's like.
Right, exactly.
You know,
yeah, how much worse can it get?
Yeah, how much worse can it get? Because, okay. You know, I texted you last week and asked you, how do you go to -7 on uh-huh. the dew point? And you just told me it's a desert. So
it's a desert air mass. I mean, that's what it is. You're literally taking the air mass that sits over southern New Mexico and putting it over Oklahoma. You're bringing that entire air mass, literally putting it over Oklahoma. The thing is, in the desert, there's no vegetation for wildfires.
Right.
We've got the vegetation, and that does not belong here. So
yeah, unless it's close to the mountain range and something catches on fire there, but it's still not desert-like
sure.
position. But they, if you're just joining me, Lacey Swope, Channel 9 meteorologist, is on the show with us this today, and we got a few more minutes with her, and she's got, what you got on the schedule the rest of the day, a nap or Brooklyn?
As soon as I'm off with you, I am going in there, I'm watching my daughter on the baby monitor, and she is playing with her babies instead of napping, so she's going to get in trouble, and then she's going to take a nap, hopefully. I have to take a nap, and I got to be back at work this afternoon, so.
I'm working in double. We got storms this evening, don't you, out east?
Well, there's a chance, yeah. So it's just one of those days. It's like a fire situation. I mean, it doesn't mean there's going to be massive fires just because the conditions are favorable. You know, someone has to spark. There's not someone. It could be a power line, but something has to spark in order to start a fire. That's kind of where we're at with the storm scenario today. We're exclusive as far as the low levels go, but still need some type of a trigger to spark a storm. We don't have a dry line that's going to make it into this part of the state. We don't have, a strong cold front or warm front or something that can help give you the extra lift. So we've got the conditions, but without a spark, we may not see a single storm.
Right.
However, if we do see a storm, it's
going to be there.
A big one. Yeah, it's going to be a big one. Just like if you get a fire, there's going to be a big one, you know. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where we're at today.
That's the kind of stuff you live for, isn't it?
Well, I do when it's lower end, you know. Well, the days with the higher end potential there, it just kind of makes you sick, you know, because you're just like, man, we hope we dodge the bullet, and maybe we will. But, if a tornado stays out in the middle of nowhere, great. But the chances are if we get one of those big storms, someone's going to get at least some nasty hail, if nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah, because apple-sized hail, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's
large apple, to be precise.
Well, you know something.
Not another little red apple.
Well, you know something I seen this morning that I've only seen once in the last 2 months?
No.
A dew.
A what?
A dew. There was moisture running off my house.
A dew? Dude, I was like, you don't have any dudes in Western Oklahoma?
A mountain dew, minus the mountain. So.
I got you. See, and that's what's so nice. That's what's so horrible about these situations is the way this storm came out. Yeah, you had dew points in the 60s this morning.
Yeah.
Surging warm front brought in all the Gulf moisture. So if you were out from, 3 o'clock in the morning until about 7, it was pretty nice. It's going to be completely different here in the next 3-4 hours. 90s and 5% humidity.
Right. Well, yeah. I have a couple of questions for you, and I actually think they're the same. But he says, Jimmy, ask her, has the dry line changed locations? Normally, it used to be in western Oklahoma, because I can remember in the late 80s to 2000s, it always started around Shamrock, but not anymore. It seems it starts about Elk City and east.
It changes every single year. Every single year where the dry line sets up, and it's all dependent on drought. It's all dependent on how much moisture you got over the winter. So some days the dry line fires and starts in New Mexico. Some years it's Amarillo. Some years it's county deep in Oklahoma. It just depends, and it really is different every storm. I mean, just because the dry line's where it is today doesn't mean next week's system does the same thing.
Right.
That's a good question. And it does. It can be. It's very, very different year to year, and definitely different storm to storm.
Well, people must be studying dry lines, because that was two of the questions
to
ask. And so,
and it's all you guys get to hear about right now.
Yeah, and what's like my landlord said this morning. He said, he's 79 years old, and he said, man, he said, we're going through this drought. He said, for as long as I can remember, every 7 to 10 years, we've always had a drought. And here we go.
Sure. Yep. It's sitting up somewhere all the time.
Yeah.
If I understood that correctly. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, is that coming on your baby speaker, or is she in there messing with you now?
I had to go in here. She's up out of bed. it's always something here. Cover up at night. She wants me to kiss her head here.
Oh, tell her I love her. Tell her I love her.
Jimmy says he loves you, and to go to sleep. Okay, you don't have to have it on, but you got to go to sleep. Don't get out of your bed.
<That's> awesome.
Well, this is how it goes when you're working mom. She is transitioned from her her baby bed to her toddler bed, so now she can get up.
Oh, yeah. This is when the trouble starts. Because you need that baby bed coming up here pretty quick.
Yes. I had to get her out of that one.
Yeah. And they, I got a couple of people that you know is going to be in the studio Thursday. Lieutenant James and Marcus French Quarters, that's what I call him, Thibodeau. He's the manager at the Pack Saddle, and he's now the Rio Grande turkey biologist for the state of Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he got a promotion, and you know what's happening right now. It's turkey season.
Oh, yeah. Starting this weekend.
How come you didn't have Brooklyn out? It's youth week.
I had a lot of people say that.
I'm going to ask. They can say it. I'm asking.
Of course.
You gonna wait another year?
Maybe I'll wait till she's 2.5, just to be safe. We'll take her when we can.
Yeah. Well, that person, another person just texted in and says, I remember the old days, rain would start out in West Texas and come all the way across the panhandle, rain in western Oklahoma during the night. And yeah, I remember that too.
Just last spring, we had a massive season in the Texas Panhandle on the dry line.
Right.
So, I mean, and that was just last spring, but.
Yeah, I remember last summer, it rained almost all summer out here, and that never happens.
Yeah.
So, anyways, it's just the weather's changing, and everybody's wanting to blame the wind towers. Because the Texas Panhandle.
I wish there was something that we could just pick one thing and that'd be the issue and we solve it. But
yeah, I agree. Well, Lacey, I want to let you get busy with your daughter there.
Yeah,
and
she needs some tending too. Let me tell you.
And just tell everybody that it we're a day closer to the rain.
Yes. Well, that's true. That's a good way to look at it. If it didn't happen today, we are a day closer, that's for sure.
Yeah. And
be safe out there, and hopefully it's quiet, and there are no yahoos doing anything crazy, and there's no major fires, but...
Yeah, well... Your buddy Val, he has a new pair of fencing pliers.
I saw that.
And when I told him I had a gift for him, I think he was... Amy come out, and I think he thought it was a really cool gift, and it was a cool gift, but anyway, he didn't know what to expect. When I pulled those pliers out of my back pocket, he was like, wow, my own pliers, this is cool.
Yeah.
And I think him and the sheriff up north might have had a little issue or something, I'm not sure, and anyway, but he, instead of bolt cutters, now... He has his own official fence cutting pliers, and those guys up there at Durham said that he can cut their fence anytime he wants.
Well, that's very sweet. That's very sweet of them. They won't say that to just anybody.
No, not anybody can just cut fence. That's a bad deal. All right. Well, tell Tyler I said hello, and you have a great day.
I will. You too. And, still thinking about y'all and hoping to get some rain. That's for sure.
Okay. Thanks, Lacey.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was Lacey Swope, Channel 9 meteorologist from Oklahoma City. She joins me every now and then on Tuesdays to just talk. She's a wonderful person. If you ever met her in person, you'll know what I'm talking about. But we got to take a break, and we'll be right back. I'll give you some grain updates. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisci, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisci, Oklahoma.
Is being an agent for Farm Bureau Insurance similar to farming in a sense?
Oh, very much so. You know, I think you've heard me say all the time, I'm available anytime. And I think in the farming world, you're available anytime. You know, you work long hours. You don't ever know what you're going to be doing the next day. You're You know, you may wake up in the morning and think, I'm going to go plow, and someone calls and says, hey, your cows are out. And insurance is that way a lot. You know, I may come to the office and think, well, today I've got to get this done, and a storm hits the night before, and your gears change, and you're taking care of your customers. Farm work is hard. You know, people talk about, you know, farming and crops and things like that. That's a gamble. You know, we do crop insurance here, and I try to help secure their assets on that part of it. So that's just another phase of what we do to try to help our farming community. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Red Angus offers superior marbling. One of the top breeds for marbling, yes.
If a steak has marbling, it means what?
It's going to be tender and it's going to taste good.
That's where the flavor comes. That's right. Where the tenderness comes, right?
Yes. Good steak. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Hey, welcome back. Currently, I think it's currently, if it'll go to it, there we go. It is 85 degrees. Heat index is at 84. Humidity is down to 36%. It was 49% when I started, or 48. It's already down to 36% in 27 minutes. The winds are out of the south at 22 miles an hour, gusting up to 29. And we are under a fire weather watch. We are under a fire weather warning, and we are under a weather Spencer just walked in. It's just got me all shook up. Anyway, wind advisory. How's that? Anyway, it's Jimbonics. You know what Jimbonics is? That's my own language. Hooked on Jimbonics, you know? Anyway, let's check out the winds in the state right now real quick. Woo! Panhandle, 50 miles an hour plus. We are in the 28 to 32 mile an hour gust, and it's headed our way. Actually, in central Oklahoma, they got some 40 miles an hour gusts. It's coming. It's going to get worse this afternoon. Everybody, tighten down the doors on the barn. Be careful out there. Check your chains. Please do not throw any cigarette butts out your window. Dispose of them properly on a day like today or any day. And just take care of things. Try to prevent fires is what we're trying to do today, because it's going to get ugly if we get a – it's going to be ugly anyway, but we don't need a fire to add to it. Well, let me go over some stuff real quick. The Spencer's here to give his update, his planner update, tip of the week we'll call it. Spencer's tip of the week on planner. So anyway, he's here. We're going to go over that. Let me update these markets real quick. Man, I hate to see that oil shoot up again. It's up $7 today. It's back up over $100. I just want to see it get down in the 80 to 65 to the 80 range. Everything is green on the market except for lumber, sugar, and coffee. So we're looking pretty good. Live cattle for April, 139.75, up 1.2. June is 136.20, up 1.4. August 137.37, October 144.50 on live cattle. It's up 0.600. Feeder cattle for April 157.77, up 1.12. May 161, up 1.1. Lean hogs 96 for April 99.60. May 112.45. June 118.40. Cotton is up. It's at 135. So anyway, everything's looking good on the futures market. Let me check out the cash grain prices in Oklahoma real quick. All right, there we go. Let me update it. I hate to give out fake news. Anyway, there we go. Yeah, it was still the same. Hard red winter wheat cash prices at $10.99. It has been up to $11.08 today already. Corn, $7.92. Man, it's just creeping closer to that $8 range. And it's great for the corn farmers, I guess, but for us people that got to feed that stuff, it's not good. Anyway, Milo's at $7.60. Soybeans is at $15.89 a bushel. Well, I'm going to take a real quick break here. When we get back, Spencer Smith is in the studio with me, and he's going to come in every Tuesday right after Lacey and give us a tip of the week, what you can do with your planters, because planting season for corn's actually here, but corn peanuts is right around the corner. We'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April 11th. 1,842 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 305 brought 227. 4 at 506 brought 179. 17 at 655 brought 168. 5 at 772 brought 154. 139 at 792 brought 157.25. 5 head of heifers at 283 brought 580. 20 at 551 brought 179. 29 at 626 brought 155. 13 at 695 brought 146.50. 27 at 758 brought 142.50. Butcher cows were 30 to 90. Butcher bulls brought 83 to 121. Bred cows were 950 to 1335. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let me get the weather back up here before we get to Spencer. Come on, baby. Talk to me. There we go. 86 degrees, humidity's 34, winds are south-southwest, 24 miles an hour, now gusting up to 35. Got a text in on the text line. Humidity was 19% in there. Yeah, and that's what I go off of, too. I go off the mesonet, so, yep, it's right. The mesonet is always right. Anyway, well, joining me today is Spencer Smith. He's one of the head gurus at the 4AG Manufacturing. I wanted to say 4AG Manufacturing, but he corrected me right before we come on the air, which is good. Well, thanks for stopping by again, Spencer.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Jimmy.
Well, what is your planter tip of the week this week?
All right, so planter tip of the week. First off, let me start off by saying, like, as a farmer and manufacturer of agricultural parts, I cannot stress, like, how important planter maintenance and setup is. That's just as important as your fertility for your growing crop. The tip of the week for this week will be the parallel arm linkage on your row unit. That's, you want to make sure that you check that parallel arm linkage on your planter.
What is the parallel arm linkage?
It makes sure that your row unit is riding smoothly. It's the linkage that connects your row unit to your actual toolbar of the planter. You want to, if you have like slop in your parallel arm linkage, that's going to cause like chattering, like a chattering effect as like you're going through the field. The chattering will impact your seed drop, likely causing your seed to ricochet or bounce in the seed tube. So it's gonna cause you to maybe have skips and doubles on your placement of your seed. you know.
Because it's kind of like a salt shaker again.
Yeah, yeah.
It lets too much down at one time, and then it doesn't let any of it down at all.
Yeah, because, you know, like, so if this seed's bouncing in that seed tube, this other seed has already dropped. Right. So now those two have caught, now they've caught each other. So now you got two plants competing in that same, say, square inch.
Okay.
Or whatever. And then, and now you got a gap between your other area there.
Well, what is it? What's a good way for the operator slash owner slash farmer to check this?
So, to check this, you'll need to to lift up your row unit from the back, and try to rock that row unit back and forth. You're looking for slop in the parallel linkage, or like play in the row unit, and you know, you're going to notice that the bushing and the nut and the parallel arm are all, you're going to notice that they're worn, because you'll be able to tell that there's slop in there.
A little shake and rattle.
Yeah, yeah, like a shake and rattle. And so, you know, if that is there, you're going to need to probably go ahead and replace your parallel arm, or add new bushings in there and tighten new bolts and everything to where you want all those parts wearing evenly together as a new part would.
Right. So if you got a new bolt over here and an old one on here, you really haven't accomplished anything.
Right, right. Yep. And
because your planters, it makes or break you.
It does. That's just as important as setting up a combine or a cotton harvester.
Right.
You want to definitely take that time to make sure you're doing everything you can to get that seed properly placed in the soil for growth.
Well, makes sense. Well, thanks for that tip of the week, Mr. Yep. Smith.
You bet. And I got to give a shout out to Argus 2000. They're in Ontario, Canada. They're listening in with us today.
Yeah, I gave them a big shout out last week. I mean, I love it having people from I don't consider Canada a foreign country. They're just our neighbors to the north.
Yep.
But anyway, but they are different countries, and got people listening up there.
Yep.
What was that guy's name?
Tim.
Tim, yeah,
yep.
Tim.
Tim's listening in.
Tim, if you're listening, send me a piece of paper and I'll give you an autograph. Anyway, well, Spencer, thanks for stopping by and giving us the planter tip of the week, because it's time to rock and roll. Just hopefully we can get some moisture.
Yep, I hope so.
So anyway,
thanks for having me.
But before you leave, you guys got a cover crop on your cotton ground right now.
Yes.
And what's the moisture looking like on there where you got cover crop? Have you checked it?
So, it's very limited moisture.
Right.
And honestly, we're getting to I would say we're starting to get close to the point to where we're going to start terminating our cover crop more than likely here in the next probably couple weeks. We're starting to kind of pick off fields as the weather allows us to for some of that earlier interseeded rye.
Right. So, I'm not a cotton farmer. I'm going to tell you that right now. So don't look at me when I'm stupid, like I'm stupid when I ask this question. Do you ever dust in cotton?
Yes, we have. You know, we have in the past. So my first year back to farming was 2011, and I think everybody remembers 2011.
Yeah.
It's kind of looking similar a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, except I think we're ahead of schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but it can still turn around, though. I mean, we've all seen it. Who knows? We could start getting pretty good moisture here, and maybe May to, you know, our cutoff planting date for like this area is June 15th.
For cotton. Got you. Well, cool.
So we got some time.
Yeah. I just wanted to get one question out of you on the cotton. I wasn't looking for none of your secrets or none of that crap, because I do. I admire you and your dad, and I admired your grandpa. You guys have some of the best dry land cotton in the country. I've seen a lot of you know, there's a lot of irrigated, and this ain't the Mississippi Delta. This is Western Oklahoma,
yep.
And I got to admire you guys for the way your cotton crop looks.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, catch you next week, senor.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. See you later. That was Spencer Smith with 4Ag Manufacturing, but he's also one of our favorite cotton farmers around here. But anyway, he's coming in to help people get the planters, or just a friendly reminder on getting how to get your planter set up and what to look for and the whole nine yards. So we'll have another tip next week. And then if him and I remember We will, at the last time he gives an update before he gets so busy he can't come in, we'll go over all of them at one time. So anyway, but you know what today is, everybody? Today is Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Ag Happy Hour, and I wear their hat. As you can see it, I'm pointing at it on Facebook. We're live on Facebook, and Dr. Taylor Mouse, Stockman's Veterinary Clinic, is serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle in their newly remodeled and updated Ag Clinic there at 1019 South Main Street in Elk City. Dr. Taylor Mouse is providing all large animal services, including bovine and equine surgery, ultrasound, digital x-ray, equine dentistry, herd health, bovine embryo transfer, and AI programs, as well as all your sheep, goat, and pig veterinarian health needs. Stockman's also features pull-through unloading, a brand new hydraulic tilt chute on the site for cattle, as well as a heated indoor OB and large animal surgery suite with indoor stalls and outdoor pen space for inpatient treatment. Small animal services include routine checkups, vaccinations, boarding with indoor and outdoor runs, full surgery with gas anesthesia, including C-sections and pet dental needs, and an on-site laboratory with digital x-ray. Also scheduling farm calls and providing 24-hour emergency service for all species. Call 580-225-0200. That's an easy number to remember, 225-0200, or stop by and let Dr. Taylor Mouse and her professional staff provide for you and your animals. They do care, and it shows, and honestly, experience tells me they really do care. She saved a couple of my baby calves this year, so I love her for it. Anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot. One connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in HiPro Feeds. At HiPro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local HiPro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. See their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyard's where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed. Better results.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
I am back. Spencer, he's pretty funny. Anyway, we got 86 degrees still. Humidity's 33 now. Dew point's 54. South winds 21 miles an hour, gusting up to 30. And we are under a fire weather watch till 7 o'clock tomorrow night, fire weather warning till 10 o'clock tonight, and a wind advisory until 7 p.m. tonight. I have a question out there that I'd love for somebody to text me back in on the KECO Ag text line, 225-9697, 580-225-9697. All right, one of my buddies called the other day, and I've got the same issue going on. So we have horse tanks, multiple horse tanks, cow tanks, however you want to do it, water tanks. We got a moss in there, and it's like a hairy moss. It's not the moss you see along the edge of ponds or stuff. Anyway, it's a little different moss, has been all winter. And we got goldfish in these things, and we've tried bleach, and we still got moss. Does anybody have one of these farm tricks to get rid of this moss? And like I said, it doesn't look like it's the normal moss that we deal with. And like I said, I got in those three tanks out here, West Town, I probably got 25, 30 goldfish total in all three of them, so 8 or 10 apiece in each one. And they're not making a dent, or they're not even eating this, I don't think. But the trouble we're having is, you know, we got equalizing deals or drains, and that hairy stuff plugs those ports up really, drains up really easy. So if somebody's got something that we can try, I guess if it was a chemical that won't hurt the cows, and we got to get the goldfish out of there. But surely somebody's got one of these homemade ingredients out there that we can use. But also want to give a big shout out to a lot of kids from our listening area is headed to El Reno tomorrow, the 13th, to the OKSSS 3SSP State Shoot. It's the state championship, and we got kids from Eric, Altus, Merritt, Sayre, Elk City, Canute. I don't have that list. Yeah, I do. Hang on here. Let me see if it's in here. We got juniors. Got Canute going. Navajo. Where else we got? Eric. I said that. Merritt. So, anyway, lots of kids are going to El Reno tomorrow from our listening area for that trap shoot up there for the state championship. I want to give them all a big old good luck tomorrow. And let me know how you guys do, because I will talk about it, because 8 out of 10 of these kids are from the farm. I know that for a fact, because I can tell by looking at some of the names that I know, most of them are from the farm, but it don't matter. That doesn't make you special, but at least you know how to shoot. So I want a big, big shout out to that. Good luck tomorrow. And, oh, man, here we go. We got it going on. So you guys want to hear some of these homemade remedies? This lit the text lines up. Rye or barley bags, okay? Can you text back in and explain to me when you say what kind of bags? You don't want waterproof bags or some waterproof bags with holes in it? I mean, tell me what you got going on there, because I will try it. And we got put a swimming pool chlorine tablet in it, okay? And I heard try a copper penny or get a piece of copper pipe. And I've heard that, I hadn't heard that on the moss, but I've heard that where it will, if you put copper wire hanging down in there and don't let it touch anything, that it won't let the water freeze. So anyway, keep them coming in. That's when stuff get interesting, when I get some of these homemade remedies coming in. But first, I want to go back. Spencer come in, so I had to go to my futures real quick. But what I want to do now is... wheat futures surged overnight, and corn and beans were higher in concerns about dry weather in the United States Southern Plains and the Midwest. Little to no rain has fallen in the past 30 days in a wide stretch of land from southeastern South Dakota, south into the southern parts of the plains, and to West Texas, according to the National Weather Service precipitation page. About 67% of Kansas, the biggest United States producer of winter wheat, was facing drought conditions as of last week. Data from the U.S. Drought Monitor showed almost 2% were suffering from an exceptional drought, the worst possible rating. And I seen more than 2% on there. So anyway, sometimes you wonder about the stuff you read offline. Anyway, in Oklahoma, meanwhile, 76% of our state was seeing drought, with 9% of it in the exceptional category. I'll buy that 9%. Still, 32% of the U.S. winter wheat crop was in good condition or excellent condition as of Sunday, according to the United States Department of Agriculture said in its report yesterday. That's up from 30% a week earlier. I don't know where they're getting their information. But anyway, about 5% of the crop was headed. I don't know if you guys drove around and looked at some of the wheat But there's a lot of wheat and rye heading right now, and so not good because it's not very tall. The Kansas crop was 34% good or excellent, up from 32% the previous week. So it's up 2%. So they've been getting some rain in the middle part of that state because my daughter lives up there, so I know they've been getting rain. In this report, the government said 2% of the U.S. crop, corn crop, was planted at the start of the week, unchanged from the previous week and down from the prior five-year average of 3% for this time of the year. Wheat for May delivery jumped 34 cents to $11.15 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures added 30 and three quarters to $11.72 a bushel for wheat. Soybean futures for May delivery surged 17 and three quarter cents to $16.73. Soy meal rose $5.40 to $464.50 a short ton, while soybean oil futures gained 1.3 cents to 75.51 cents. Well, when we get back, I'm going to have your, no, I'm not going to have that. There's, hang on here a second. Let me see if I got a malfunction. No, I don't. Well, anyway, I'm going to give you the Long Ranger real quick. I got sidetracked there on the home remedies. I got some more coming in. So let me do the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you real quick. Currently, it's 86 degrees, heat index of 84. Humidity is at 33% here in Elk City. South-southwest winds, 23 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 30. Today, we all know it's going to be breezy. 92 degrees for a high tonight, breezy. The wind will switch from the south to the west sometime after midnight. It'll be screaming out of the west, and then it won't take very long, and then it's going to be screaming out of the north. So tomorrow, very breezy, 66 for a high. North to west winds, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Clear tomorrow night, 33 degrees. And I told you guys yesterday, the Mesonet said to plant tomatoes, don't do it in our area, especially if you're in a low area along a creek or the river or whatever. Anyway, Thursday, 71 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear, 45 degrees. Friday, 84 degrees. Light winds out of the south-southwest. And Saturday just looks great. It's 71 degrees with winds out of the northeast at 12 to 16 miles an hour. So it just looks great. That's your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Well, let's check out some more of these. They prepackaged them at Atwoods. Okay, that was on the rye and barley bags I asked about. They prepackaged them at Atwoods. So you just dump them in there. That's the next thing I want to ask you. You just dump them in there. Is that what you're doing? Just lay them on the bottom. Then one lady told me just to Google it. Well, Google's not always correct, lady. Sorry, Bonnie. Google's not always correct. She sent a big LOL after that. Google it. And next listener says, tell your daughter to send us some rain and quit being selfish and keeping it all. I'll tell you what, she was complaining yesterday because they live up there in Cottonwood, Kansas, which is between Wichita Falls and El Dorado, and they every year they take a certain part of the Flint Hills and they burn it off, and no matter what, they burn it. They don't care. They burn it off. Well, they've been burning it for a week now, and every bit of the smoke has been coming towards Cottonwood, Kansas, and they're tired of sniffing the smoke, she said. So anyway, well, we got a little bit left here, and yes, what did Miss Bonnie say here? I know, I was just being smart. Anyway, thank you for doing that. Let's go to Cow-Calf Corner with Dr. Daryl Peel, Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist. I really think he's one of the most more intelligent people. This is my personal opinion, not professional, but personal. He predicted this market deal last year, and it's doing it. The only thing that he didn't know about, none of us knew about, is this this war in Ukraine, this drought, the markets. Fats have been hanging in there at $1.38 for 3 weeks now, and that's unusual. It should be going up or down. So I'm not sure what's going to happen in the cattle market. We'll just have to hang in there. A lot of people in the next 2 weeks are probably going to decide what they're going to do with their cattle if we don't get any rain. So all kinds of things can happen. Hopefully we just get some rain and we can move on like normal ag people. Anyway, in recent weeks, the USDA Foreign Agriculture Service has posted numerous country reports from beef-producing, consuming, and trading countries. In the April release of the Livestock and Poultry World Markets and Trade Report, these reports provide the most current assessment of the global livestock and poultry market situation. Global beef production is projected to expand in 2022 with increased production in Brazil, China, India, Australia, and Mexico, offsetting decreased production in the United States, Canada, and the European Union and Argentina. Global beef trade is projected to continue expanding to new record levels in 2022. Brazil is projected to be the largest beef exporting country again in 2022, with exports forecast to increase 12.1% year over year. Brazil has been the largest beef exporting country for the last 5 years consecutively and the largest in 14 of the last 20 years after becoming first the largest exporting country in 2004. And they got, what else have we got here? 2004, I lost my place. There it is. Brazil is projected to account for 22% of global beef exports this year after disruptions in the United States by 131%. After disruptions in 2021, Brazil is again exporting beef to China and Hong Kong. Exports to the United States increased by 131%. I'm sure everybody out there listening knows by social media, magazines, and reports that people are griping about the Brazilian cattle coming to the United States. And this far, the exports to the United States is higher than it was last year in 2022. Following increased Brazilian market access for fresh product in early 2021, however, Brazil will encounter sharply higher tariff rates in 2022 for exports to the United States once the other country tariff rate quota is met. The second tier of beef exporting countries are in a smaller second, third, fourth place behind Brazil. The United States is second, India is third, and Australia are roughly the same size as exporters. They're all about the same size. Brazil is just that much bigger. By a small margin, the latest USDA forecast is for the United States to be the second largest beef exporting country for the second consecutive year in 2022, with total exports just 58% of the exports from Brazil. U.S. beef exports are expected to decline modestly from the record 2021 levels, but will remain historically in high levels. There you go. And so, anyway, I have a text here. Farmers Co-op here in Elk City did have the barley straw bag for tanks. It really does work. Thank you very much. Good. That's what I need to know. We need to, you learn something new in the ag every day, no matter how smart you are. And then we got another text line on the text from the KECO ag text line. I heard throw a piece of sheetrock in your tanks to clear your water up. Oh, is that what you guys do down there in southwestern Oklahoma, down there at Hell's Corner? If you put sheetrock in there, won't it turn it white? Anyway, might clear up the moss. Can't see it. But anyway, is this true or are you messing with me, Mr. McGee? Because you know me, I'll try it. Anyway, so all fun there. Well, anyway, it's been a great day. Thank you, Dr. Taylor Mouse, for being the CAP sponsor on Stockman's Veterinarian Happy Ag CAP Hour. It's a long hour to get that. But anyway, thank you for sponsoring today. Tomorrow we got news, all things, kind of things happening. I'm going to have the weekly hay reports tomorrow. All kinds of good stuff going on tomorrow. And then Thursday, Lieutenant James Edwards and Marcus Thibodeau, wildlife manager at Pack Saddle, and also now newly crowned the Oklahoma State Rio Grande Turkey biologist. So I'm happy that he is there. And see, this is how fake news gets started. He said, I ain't tried it, but my neighbor swears by it. So anyway, we'll see if somebody tries it. Hey, anybody tries this stuff, let me know. Got some more. Thank you for participating in that. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. I got a dinner to go to. I got a water well down. I got all kinds of stuff going on. So anyway, you guys have a great day. You've been listening to The Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO. I'm Jimmy Clark, and God bless.
This is KECO, Elk City.